1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings and Dort, a matchup between the 13th-ranked Broncos and the 5th-ranked Defenders here this afternoon. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, obviously a huge ball game for us, not because it's the next one, because it's a big game today.
You've got the mantra down that the most important game is the next game, but obviously when you're playing for the league lead, I mean, Dort's got one loss in the conference. We have two losses. One of them was to them at their place, 94-84 on December 14th. There's a lot at stake, and our guys know that. And our guys, what we try to focus on really is execution, and we have to take care of our end of the bargain on that. If we do those things, we'll have a great opportunity today.
A nice point of the season to be playing, maybe for the conference lead here this far in.
Oh, no question about it. It's going to be our 14th conference game. We've gotten some, you know, we're 4-2 on the road in the conference. We haven't been beaten at home yet, so we've put ourselves in good position. And you know, in this conference, you have to be ready, physically and mentally ready every time out, because any team can be. If you follow the scores in the conference, you see results. You're like, wow, how did that happen? Well, other teams have good players, and so you have to be ready to go. And our guys have done a good job of that.
Really had 7 days to get ready for this one since our last ball game. Probably a good point in the season to have 7 days to get ready for a game.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we had the week where we went Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, and so we've been on the road a little bit and stuff. So we had some time to get ready, to zero in on Dort, to take a look at film, to get on the floor, and to understand precisely exactly what we need to do to be successful in today's ball game. And we've been able to rep it throughout the week.
It's the team that really caused us problems up in Sioux Center. They beat us by 10, 94-84, but they caused problems for us the entire ballgame.
Well, they got to the free throw line 48 times, and a lot of that was we got to be in better position. You know, they bounce the ball at the rim. They play downhill. They go north-south. They go right at the rim, which puts a lot of pressure on your defense. When they do that, it's tough to guard them one-on-one, because you're talking about 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", 6'3", getting in the lane versus somebody that's 5'10", 5'11". So their length causes you trouble. So when they bounce it, we've got to have guys digging. We've got to help and recover well. And then obviously, the leading rebounding team of the nation, as you stated, you know, before we went on the air, and plus 284 on the glass. That's astonishing. I mean, you look at that number and you're like, wow, plus 284. So when the shot goes up, we have to have five guys committed to making a hit, getting a body on a body, and keeping them off the glass.
Coach, what we got to do differently this time around than we did the first time?
Well, we got to beat 32-21 on the glass. That can't happen. We have to be able to be even or win the glass. And a lot of that is just, again, fundamentals, boxing out, chasing rebounds, going to the offensive glass. Again, we can't put them on the line 48 times. We have to keep them, you know, 20 or below. I mean, you just got to keep them off the line. You got to be in position. You got to help each other. You got to rotate. We have to make them a perimeter jump shooting team, but I'm sure everybody that sees them play says the same thing. Now it's a matter of going out and executing those things 5-1.
Were we just in a bad position the first time around? Did send them to the free throw line that many times?
You know, we had a big talk after that game about sometimes and always. Sometimes we were in good position. And when we were in good position, then they didn't drive it. They pitched the ball out to the perimeter, which is what you want them to do. But we were not always in good position. So the discipline part, the knowing what you have to do and doing it all the time and doing it that way every time is always a key for any basketball team that wants to be successful. We've got to be there all the time. It's got to be an always thing, not a sometimes thing.
We got to make them a perimeter jump shooting team here today and not let them get very many touches inside.
You don't want them to get the paint. I mean, and their touches inside are more, not necessarily direct post passes with post attacks, but off the bounce. Lindbergh at 6'7 is a beast. I mean, he's averaging 17, 11. He puts it on the deck as well as anybody. He's a 6'7 guard. I mean, honestly, when you watch him play, he'll bring it down aside. If the point guard doesn't, he'll just reverse it. Lindbergh will just attack off the dribble. And, you know, you're talking about 6'7 coming at you and a guy that can finish. The Franken kid, a freshman, 6'5", he's not a freshman. I mean, it's one of those deals. He's well-built. He's strong. He's active. Kachi can shoot really well from the perimeter. The Rindles kid is a very underrated point guard, number 15. You know, watching their game and scouting their game online Wednesday, he's so good without the ball. He'll cut, he'll move, and he's a great rebounder from the point guard position. So we've got to make sure that we're aware of him. And, again, when you face good rebounding guards, you got to make hits on him.
It was the Franken kid who caused us problems the first time around. He scored 24 points. I mentioned the Lindbergh kid, 19 points the first time around.
Well, if I remember right, just off the top of my head, is Franken and Rindles made 27 trips to the line between them. I think Franken made 17, and I think Rindles made 10. So, obviously, that can't happen. That's just we have to be in better position. We have to dig at the drive. We have to make them pitch the ball. Franken can shoot it. And he can put it on the floor. We need to do a better job defending collectively as a group.
He scored 84 points against this team last time. Offensively, did we play well enough last time to get the job done?
We did some good things offensively. 84 points is more than enough to win, to be honest with you. Again, and, you know, the one good thing out of that game was we got down 16 or 18 in the second half, and we battled back. It was a five-point game, I think, with 250 or 230 left or something of that nature. Got them to take an awful shot at the end of the shot clock. It hits the backboard. There's 1 second on the shot clock. We don't make a box out on Lindbergh. He catches it in the air, tips it in from about 10 feet, and the lead goes from 5-7. So those are the things that you have to do well. You have to do the little things well, guarding bounce plays, guard sideline out of bounds, take away some things that they like to do in order to be successful. And again, I stress, it has to be always. It can't be sometimes.
Seems coming off of a win last Saturday over Briar Cliff, did just enough in that ball game to maybe get the job done, 72-66.
Well, the thing that we did against Briar is we really defended well because we didn't necessarily knock down shots all the time. We were down two at halftime, and really, I think the first 11 minutes of the second half, we held them 7 points. Briar Cliff is the sixth leading team in scoring in the nation, so to do that, and we got up 17. And then they came back. I mean, they knocked down four threes real quick, and suddenly you look up and we're down a point with about 3 minutes left. The thing that our guys did really well there is they had the confidence and the courage, as they have in a lot of close games lately, to finish the game, to make plays under duress, under stressful situations. And, you know, Tobin made four big free throws. Brady Lohman made big free throws, wanted the ball down the stretch. And so we got the job done there. And anytime you went on the road, it's huge.
Brandon Krause, another good ball game for you. 9 points, 12 rebounds. He just continues to improve for every minute he's been on the floor today.
Great story for people. Brandon has just worked his tail off to get in position to be able to help the team. Very athletic kid, very confident kid, good defender, handles the ball well, can score it, can get at the rim, gives some size at the point guard position. He had 12 rebounds. That's a lot out of the point guard position. So, you know, Rindles is awfully good a rebounder, and Brandon's an awfully good rebounder. So, obviously, we hope that we can shore up that area of not getting beat on the glass.
Your team just seems to be picking up confidence, picking up steam as we continue to roll through the schedule here. You get that feeling?
Yeah, you know, you really do. I think that they bought into the confidence and courage thing. And, you know, the courage thing is real simple. If things aren't going well, it's easy to point fingers. It's easy to get your head down. But you have to keep grinding. You have to keep working. You have to keep trusting and believing in what you're doing. Our guys have done that because we've had some deficits, as you well know. And then the confidence thing is, you know, the trust in one another, that we're going to get this thing done as a unit. All 16 guys that are in uniform are going to make a contribution, are going to help the team win, whether it was in practice during the week or in communication during the game. And everybody's got a job to do, and we all need to do it.
If there's been one knock against this team, it's because of that. We have gotten down and have not played well, especially early in ball games.
Yeah, you know, we've had some stretches where we didn't. We got off to a pretty good start at Briar, but then we didn't finish the half particularly well, and they take a two-point lead. And we came out the second half and got ahead, which was probably a shock to you and most people because we were up 17, and then we let them back in the game. But a lot of our games, you know, you go back to the Midland game, even Morningside here, you know, we were down, but our guys just kept plugging away, just kept working, kept trusting the thing, and eventually we got it done. And, again, hopefully we'll be able to get out of the gates with a quick start today.
So it's Hastings and Dort here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, probably number one on the list today is we got a rebound against this team.
Oh, no question. You talk about, you know, plus 284. I mean, that is a staggering number that they have, and the best rebounding team in the nation. And so that's really a collective thing because, you know, as we talked about all week in practice, three guys boxing out, not good enough. Two guys boxing out, not good enough. One guy boxing out, not good enough. Four guys boxing out, not good enough. It's got to be five bodies hitting five bodies. There's a reason they're the number one rebounding team, and that's because all positions they rebounded well.
And what can we do offensively against this team?
We got to push the ball at them. I mean, I think you can get some transition on them. You got to get the ball off the floor, make them sprint back in defense. Then if we don't have anything, we got to move them. We got to make them play defense side to side. We got to reverse the ball. We have to finish cuts at the rim. We have to attack the basket. And we've got to get some post touches. You know, Tobin Reinwald's a guy, very versatile player. I mean, he can shoot it from outside, but he can also take it inside. I think Tobin's got to get some post touches, make Franken defend the post. And certainly if you can get a couple of those guys in foul trouble where they have to guard the post, it's a lot more effective because it's hard for them to hurt us if they're sitting on the sideline.
Okay, collect it.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's 13th-ranked Hastings and 5th-ranked Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Place is going to be loud today. Hastings getting set to take on the Dort defenders. Dort coming in ranked number 5 in the country. They are 22-2 in the season, 13-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming in ranked number 13 in the country. They are 17-5. They're 11-2 in the conference. Right now these two teams sit first and second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland is looming in third place. They're at 11-3 in the conference, and Morningside in fourth place at 9-3. Hastings College coming off of their win last Saturday over Briarcliff by the score of 72-66. Hastings has won their last four games. The Dort defenders, they have lost only twice this year, losing one in Sioux City to Morningside, 100-96. Their other loss was to Davenport of Michigan way back on November the 8th. They lost to them 91-65. Dort has won six games in a row. Their last outing was a win over Briarcliff on Wednesday night, winning by a score of 87-76. This is a good basketball team. Hastings lost to Dort up in Sioux Center earlier this year, 94-84. This is one of the top rebounding teams in the country, as Coach Bill Gavers talked about during our pregame show just a few minutes ago. Dort is out-rebounding their opposition 41-30. They are number one in the conference and amongst the leaders in the nation. Dort is averaging 90 points per ball game on offense and is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 49% of their field goal tries this year. That is third in the conference. They'd like to get to the free throw line, but they're hitting 72% from the foul line. Al Lindberg is their main go-to player. He's 6'7" and a senior, averaging 16.4 points per ball game. Dalton Franken is averaging 15.9 points per ball game. Franken killed the Broncos up in Sioux City. Up in Sioux Center. He scored 24 points against Hastings that first go around. Then Austin Kachi, he can line him up from the outside. Kachi is hitting 43% of his field goal tries from 3-point territory here this season. So it's Hastings College taking on the Dort defenders in men's college basketball today here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Before we get to the tip-off and the starting lineups, we've got some of the scores in women's play. Ball games just completed. Hastings beating Dort today 65-62. Northwestern, they come back to beat Midland today by a score of 95-79. So Hastings and Northwestern still tied atop the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia today beat Mount Marty by a score of 60-53. Morningside rolls over Nebraska Wesleyan today in Lincoln by a score of 102-59. One other game going on. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Doan. We don't have a final score in on that ball game as of yet. So we're set to go between Hastings College and Dort here this afternoon. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Dort defenders, Brian Sumner will get a start at one of the guard positions. He's 6'2" and a freshman from Akeene, Iowa. Sumner is averaging 4.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Nathan Riddles is a 6'1" sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. Riddles is averaging 11.1 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4" senior from Orange City. Kachi is averaging 13.7 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. They've got Kyle Lindberg, a 6'7" senior from Margate, Florida. Lindbergh is averaging 16.4 points and 10.4 rebounds per game. He leads the conference in rebounding. Then you've got Derek Gogg, who's a 6'7" freshman from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Gogg is averaging 1.9 points. But check that. It's going to be Tyler Waldersdorf. Tyler Waldersdorf will be the final starter. He's 6'5" and a junior from Sioux Center. Waldersdorf is averaging 11 points and 4.2 rebounds per ball game. Dort 22-2 on the season, 13-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And now for Hastings College here this afternoon, currently ranked number 13 in the latest NAIA Division II poll. Brent Wells, 6'4", a senior out of Alba, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points, 5.1 rebounds per game. He scored 14 points in the ball game up in Sioux Center. Brady Lohman, 6'2", and a senior out of Norfolk. Lohman is the fourth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20.2 points per ball game, 4.6 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'4", and a junior out of Lincoln. Reinwald averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Tobin had 15 in the first meeting between these two teams. Brandon Krause getting another start for Hastings today. 6'2" and a junior out of Lincoln, averaging 3.5 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Zach Lina, 6'5" and a junior out of Omaha, is the last starter. Lohman, or rather, Lina is averaging 7.8 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings sitting at 17-5, 11-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort going to be dressed in their black uniforms here today, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings College in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here this afternoon. The student body section has adopted neon days today. Everybody in the student body section, which is directly behind the Hastings basket here in the first half, all dressed in neon green and all kinds of neon colors up there today. Very colorful little group today. This ought to be a great ball game. Hastings College and Dort for the conference lead here this afternoon. Zach Lennon will jump things off here against the Lindbergh, and the ball is in the air. Dort controls the opening tip. Defenders will shoot to our basket to our right. Dort really likes to get to the front of the basket. They're a driving group here. Here's Lindbergh. He backs up against Wells. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Tobin Reinwald with the rebound down the right sideline. They get the ball heading out of Wells. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings is on the board. 2-0 is the score. Brent Wells with a driving layup. 2-0 is the score. Here comes Dort back the other way. Waldersdorf has got it. Waldersdorf out to Kachi at the top of the key. Kachi moves it over on the wing to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. The ball tapped out. It's loose. It's picked up here by Reinwald. Tobin down the near sideline. He leaves it here on the near sideline to Lohman. Now back to Tobin. Turnaround jumpers up there and in. 4-0. Hastings has the lead. Broncos ending their first two shots here from the field. We're a minute into the ball game. Here's Kachi with the ball. Now to Lindbergh. Now to Kachi. His shot up from three is up there and in. Austin Kachi throwing up a three ball. He's hitting 43% from 3-point territory. And bam, just like that, it's a 43 ball game now. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Brandon Krause with the ball. Now to Lohman on the baseline. Lohman, double team, comes out to Krause, top of the key, drives it down to Lane. And a scoop shot is up there and in. An acrobatic move to the basket there by Brandon Krause. Hastings out on top, down by a score of 6-3. 18:35 to play here in this first half, just underway. Here's Kachi again, three-pointer put up there and in. Back-to-back trays for Austin Kachi offensively here for the Dort defenders. And now we're tied up at 6 points apiece. Hastings coming back with the ball. Here's Brandon Krause. Krause on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald out here in three-point territory. Here's Brent Wells inside the free throw circle. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Lindbergh. Lindbergh down the far sideline now for the Dort defenders. Drives it to the center of the floor. Back outside. Sumner has got it. Sumner now to Rindles. Rindles moves it outside now to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf on the wing. This is Sumner with the ball. Sumner works it inside. That's Lindbergh. Lindbergh with his back to the basket there, working against Wells. Here's Kachi with the ball on the near sideline. We're down to 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Austin Kachi out here in 3 points territory to Rindles. He drives the ball inside, and a foul's going to be called here on Lohman. Lohman knocks him down, and Brady picks up the personal foul. So the first foul on Brady Lohman. It's going to be team foul number one on Hastings. Another one on Brent Wells. Wells helping out over there, gets hit with a personal foul. So Wells picks up his first, the first team foul on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Nathan Rindles for the Dort defenders. His shot is up there. It's good. Rindles, an 85% foul shooter. He's been to the free throw line 101 times now. He's 86 for 101. Here's the next shot. It's up there good. So Dort grabs their first lead of the ballgame now at 8-6. 17:40 to play here in this first half. Hastings College comes back with the basketball. Woolman has got it. The Reinwald down in the corner to Krause. Nice pass to Woolman underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Krause gets the assist. Brady Woolman gets the field goal. That's the first goal of the ball game for Woolman. And now we're tied up at 8 points apiece. Here's Kotze with the ball on the near sideline down in the corner. Sumner has got it. He works there against Brandon Krause. Good defense here by Brandon Krause. Sumner gets rid of it. Out of Austin Kotze. Kotze behind the screen. Throws up another three-pointer. His shot is up there and in. He is on fire to start off the ball game. Austin Kotze has got 9 points here in the ballgame. 11-8 to score now. Dort with a three-point lead here in this contest. Hastings with the ball. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald moves it over to Woolman on the right sideline. Woolman behind the screen. Woolman goes down in the corner to Reinwald. Tobin back out to Brady Woolman. Comes across the top now. That's Krause with the ball. Now to Wells. Left side of the lane. Wells gets the ball to Tobin Reinwald. Back outside to Krause. Dribbles right side of the basket. Here's the pass intercepted. Turnover on Hastings intercepted there by Waldersdorf. He comes back for Dort, drives it into the hole, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Waldersdorf takes it to the hole there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. So Tyler Waldersdorf will now go to, let's see, no free throws here. They're going to say it occurred before the shot. So Waldersdorf will play things in. Now Conchi's going to play things in. Right side of the basket down here on the baseline. 11-8 to score. Dort has got the lead. Defenders play things in. Rindles with the ball. Rindles back outside the mark now to Terpstra, who's into the ball game. Alex Terpstra, the sixth man off of the bench here for the Dort defenders. Now to Lindberger. Shot over Wells is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Zach Lena with a rebound. Lena dribbles once, comes to the near sideline. The Woolman moves it down in the corner. Tobin has got it. Tobin to the elbow. Krause. Now to Lena. Drives his shot up there. No good. But he's fouling the play. Personal foul going to be whistled here. It's going to go on David Dan Herter, who just checked into the ball game. David Dan Herter into the contest now for the Dort defenders. A 6'9" junior from Sioux Center. Zach Lena goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. He's a 71% foul shooter on the year. He's 64 out of 90 from the free throw line. As Zach puts it up there, the shot is going to be no good. Lena misses a free throw. Hastings, the fourth best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 74% of their charity tosses this year. They are number 7 in field goal percentage at 47% and number 9 in three-point shooting at 34%. Lena will have one more. Shot is up there. Shot is going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kotze. Austin Kotze with the ball. So it's an 11-8 ball game. Dort with a three-point lead. Here's Nathan Rindles with the ball now. Rindles goes over on the wing to Terpstra. To Rindles, now on the right side again. Nathan Rindles dribbling the ball. Now to Kotze at the top of the key. Back to Rindles here on the right sideline. Rindles spins right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Ball topped out of bounds. Sends me Hastings ball. And the ball game now for Hastings will be Abu Fall. Abu comes in. And checking out is going to be Zach Lena. 11-8 to score. Dort with a three-point lead. Hastings to the ball. 15:42 to play. In the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex today, and a great crowd on hand. Brent Wells now to Krause. They get it inside to Abu. Abu throws it out on the baseline to Wells. Back outside here to Brandon Krause. Dribble penetration. He gets loose. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Lindberg. Now Lindberg runs it back the other way for Dort. Gets it out here to Rindles. Driving for the hole. His shot is no good. Rebound Hastings. That's Wells with a rebound. They get it out to the right sideline to Hamburger, who's into the ball game now. Jake Hamburger. To Brandon Krause. Here's Woolman inside the free throw circle. Woolman backs her on out. Brady with the ball. He'll reset the offense here for the Broncos. Brandon Krause on the wing on the right side. Back out to Jake Hamburger. Top of the key. Now to Woolman near sideline behind the screen from Wells. Woolman fakes the three. Woolman goes up for the shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to David Dan Herter. Dan Herter to the far sideline. And Rindles running back the other way. Takes it down on the baseline, runs into Hamburger. His pass down here in the corner. Kotze throws up a three. His shot is going to be no good. Dan Herter chips the ball out. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Back with basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 14:42 to play in the first half. Dort has got a three-point lead over the Hastings College men here this afternoon, 11-8. The Bronco women picked up a win in the first game today, 65-62 over Dortz. Here's a boo fall on the baseline. It's not going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rindles. Rindles running back down the near sideline. Nice no-look pass into the lane. A shot is up there no good by Dan Herter, and he's fouled in the play. The foul's going to go on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be his first. So David Dan Herter will go to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season. 41 out of 71. He'll have two shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting by Jake Hamburger. So the big guy will toe the mark for the Dort defenders. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Dort is third in the conference in field goal percentage, 49%. They are fifth in three-point shooting at 37%. They are seventh from the free throw line at 72%. David Dan Herter will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot hits the front iron, the back iron, and falls off the right side. No good. 12-8 now. Dort with a four-point lead. Here's Akeem Morissot into the ball game now for Hastings. He's got the ball. Morissot gets rid of it. Here's Abu. Abu fall out here in three-point territory. The Jake Hamburger down to Brady Woolman. High right side, Woolman. And now we got a foul called away from all the action. Jake Hamburger is going to be hit with a personal foul here. Jake Hamburger away from all the action gets hit with his second personal foul. So two fouls now on Hamburger. Billy Gavers all the way down to the end line here to just voicing his opinion with one of the officials. Here's a Kachi with the ball. Kachi has got it now for the Dort defenders. The Walderstorff, he has his pocket picked here by Wells. A turnover on Dort. Knocks the ball loose. Wells gets it out of Lohman as he drives for the hole. Gets it away to Abu. His shot is up there in the end. Abu falls, scores for Hastings. Pounding his way to the goal. 12-10 is the score. Hastings now down by 2 points with 13:40 to play in the first half. There's Sumner. Sumner goes outside. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Walderstorff. The ball is tipped down. It's picked up by Hastings, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Dort. It's going to go on Brian Sumner. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. Going out will be Jake Hamburger. 13:32 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing the Dort defenders by the score of 12-10. Here comes Reinwald back with the ball now. Slowly across the 10-second line to Wells. High right side down to Brady Lohman. Lohman brings it to Tobin Reinwald on the wing. On the right side, back out to Lohman. Swings the left side. Akeem 4-3. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Brian Sumner. Sumner with the ball, gets it away now to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives it, kicks it out. Walderstorff fakes the three, takes it in the lane. His shot over Abu is going to be no good. Rebound Walderstorff. He goes back up, and he's fouling the play. Walderstorff will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called on Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his second. So now Walderstorff will go to the free throw line. Tyler Walderstorff averaging 11 points per ball game. He had 9 in the first game between these two teams up in Sioux Center. His shot from the free throw line is no good. He'll get one more. Brandon Krause coming back in. Lena comes back in. Lohman and Wells will come to the bench. 13:03 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 12-10. Walderstorff will have one more. His shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Abu. Abu has got it for Hastings. Now to Brandon Krause to Akeem Morissot. Here come the Broncos. They can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Akeem Morissot with the ball. Goes on the wing to Zach Lena. Right side, Lena hands it away. Brandon Krause trying to penetrate down the wing. He can't do it, and he throws the ball away. Krause threw it into the second row of the bleachers. Tobin Reinwald was cutting the other way. Those guys are going to discuss the offense right there. Second turnover on Hastings. So it's a 12-10 ball game. The defenders out on top of Hastings. Here comes Dort back with the ball. Nathan Rindles into the offensive zone here. Goes to Kachi, covered up there by Brandon Krause. A pass down on the baseline. That's going to be Walderstorff with the ball. Back out to Kachi. His shot for three is good again. He's hit 4 3-pointers here in this first half. Austin Kachi with 12 points in the ball game. And Dort has a 5-point lead. 15-10 over the Broncos. Here's Tobin Reinwald and a traveling violation. Tobin on the wing. They drive the ball into the hole, and a traveling violation is called there. The third turnover on Hastings, and now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 12 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 15, Hastings College 10.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 15-10. The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings here this afternoon in men's college basketball. There's Walderstorff for the ball now for the defenders. Moves right to left across the top of the key on the dribble. Walderstorff, a bounce pass. Kachi has a problem hanging on to it. Now Lindbergh picks it up. Here's Lindbergh taking the ball into the lane. Dumps it away. In the lane. Kicks it back out on the wing. Sumner for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Brandon Krause down the right sideline and on to Lohman. Lohman takes the ball to the hole. A shot good. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within three. 15-12 now. Dort with a lead. They've got the ball. Tyler Walderstorff with it there. Picked up by Abu Fall. Walderstorff out here on the wing. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Lindbergh circling around the ball. Tipped loose. Lindbergh picks her back up. Now Lindbergh drives it against Tolina. He's out here to the top of the key to Rindles. He takes it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there high off of the window. No good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Tolan Reinwald. Reinwald has got it for Hastings down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Pass to Brandon Krause to Lohman here on the near sideline. Lohman behind the screen to Zach Lena. Lena's got it down on the little block left side. Back out to Brandon Krause to Tobin for three. Shots off the front iron. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh has got it for Dort. 15-12. Defenders have a 3-point lead. Lindbergh drives it out to Walderstorff now. He drives it into the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Tyler Walderstorff scoring. He's got 2 points now in the ball game. 17-12. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the defenders at 5 points. 10:49 to play in the first half. There's a pass by Reinwald. It's going to be chipped. It's loose and it's picked up here by Dort. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings. Walderstorff comes down with it now. Walderstorff to Lindbergh to Rindles back on top. Walderstorff for three. Shots short. No good. Rebound tapped around and Zach Lena grabs it for Hastings. Gets it into the hands now of Brandon Krause. Back to Lena. Zach has got it on the wing. Sends it inside to Abu. And we got a foul called. They got the ball to Abu Fall. And a foul is going to be called here on Tyler Walderstorff of Dort. That's going to be his first. Here comes Alex Terpstra into the ball game now. David Den Herter comes in for the Dort defenders. Reinwald comes out. And also Zach Lena comes out. So we're going to see Jake Hamburger come back in there, and Brent Wells. Now we've got a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here. 10 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 17, Hastings 12.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women's basketball team winners today over Dort 65-62. Anything but perfect today for Hastings. They really struggled. Jimmy Van Kirk had 25 points for Hastings. Cammy Bruckman had 11. Dort had the final shot. Jamie Cook threw up a three-pointer that was off of the front iron. And Hastings wins today 65-62. The Bronco women have now won 15 games in a row. The Broncos are sitting at 21-2 on the season. Now 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, tied with Northwestern for the top spots. Northwestern also won today over Midland by a score of 95-79 in Fremont. So 17-12 is the score here in the men's ball game. Hastings trailing Dort. Broncos will inbound the ball. Hamburgers inbounds passes deflected right back out of bounds by the big guy, David Den Herter, who's guarding Jake Hamburger. So now Brandon Krause will inbound the ball here. Krause looking. Again, the inbounds pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of Abu Fall and a turnover on Hastings. So Den Herter, who is at 6'9", was guarding the out-of-bounds man. Hastings had some trouble inbounding the ball there. Well, he lost out of bounds. The fifth turnover on the Broncos. So Dort comes back with a 5-point lead, 17-12. There's a bounce pass to Sumner. Sumner here on the right side. Got it there by Hamburger. And a foul is going to be called on Jake Hamburger. Jake Hamburger gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Jake Hamburger. And Jake questioning that one with one of the officials here on the near side. Here comes Carson Bloom into the ball game now. Carson Bloom will come in, and Hamburger will come to the bench. 17-12, so Hamburger's on the bench now. Halfway through this opening half of play, there's the ball. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Wells. So Kyle Lindbergh will inbound the ball here for the Dort defenders as they get it to Nathan Rindles. Down to the wing on the left side. That's going to be Terpstra's back into the ball game. Was over here on the wing on the right side. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Rindles. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman has got the ball for the Broncos. Running back the other way. Lohman at the top of the key. And he throws the ball out of bounds. Lohman faked the three. And he was going to come back over here to Carson Bloom. And Carson wasn't really looking for it. It goes sailing out of bounds. So the Broncos cannot commit these turnovers if they want to stay with the Dorts. You're not going to get too many chances here. Against the Dort defenders, you can't give them extra chances in this ballgame. 17-12, Dort has got a 5-point lead. Defenders have the ball on the wing. That's a Terpstra with it now. Out to Kachi out here in the 3-point territory. Austin Kachi, who's got 4 3-pointers already today, sends the ball back over here on the right side. That's Lindbergh with the ball. Now to Sumner. Here's a bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted by Abu Fall. The second turnover on Dort. Hastings comes back. Here's Carson Bloom with it now. Carson back in the offensive zone. Comes over to Brandon Krause. Krause comes back to Carson Bloom. Wide open. Three-pointer. Bingo! Carson Bloom throws up a three-pointer from the right wing. And Hastings is back to within 2 points. Now it's 17-15. Here's Lindbergh with the ball. The Kachi free throw line jumper by Austin Kachi. Good. Austin Kachi now with 14 in the ball game. 19-15. So he's got 14 out of the 19 points for the Dort defenders. Here's Abu with the ball down on the baseline. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. And Abu foul is going to go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. The foul is going to go on David Dan Herter. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the defenders. Going to the free throw line will be Abu Fall. So Abu goes to the free throw line. 6'7", a senior from Dakar Senegal. As Abu steps to the line, his shot is up there, is good. Abu is a 61% foul shooter on the season. He hits his first one here. Here comes Brandon Krause out of the ball game now for Hastings College. Walter Storff coming back in for the Dort defenders. Coming back in for the Broncos was Tobin Reinwald. 19-16, Dort with the lead. Next shot by Abu is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to the defenders. That's Kyle Lindbergh with the ball. Kyle brings it up himself, drives it, leaves it out here to Nathan Rindles. Down in the corner, a long-range three put up there. It's way off of the mark, no good. Ball tapped out here. It comes to the near side. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. The air ball thrown up there by Alex Terpstra deep in the left corner. So Hastings will play things in. The Broncos can tie with a three-point field goal. 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 19-16, Dort with a three-point lead. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Nice pass down low. Zach Lena has problems with it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dort basketball. So Dort will play things in on the Hastings College turnover. 7 turnovers on Hastings already here in this first half of play. So Dort brings the ball back up here. There's Rindles with the ball. Rindles to Waldersdorf. Dribbles once. Now to Rindles again. To Austin Kachi. Fakes the three. Trying to drive it against Woolman. Can't do it. Rindles down in the corner now. The Terpstra. The Lindbergh, he backs up here. A little hook shot is up there. It's up and in. Lindbergh scores on a little hook over Zach Lena. It's now a 21-16 ball game. The Dort defenders have got the lead. There's Tobin Reinwald down in the corner. Carson Bloom for three. His shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound Lindbergh. Hastings got to do something. Get the crowd back into this thing. 21-16. Hastings trailing by 5 points. Rindles with the ball. Rindles top of the key. Moves it over on the wing. That's Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf holds it there against the Boo Fall. Waldersdorf back out to Terpstra. Swings it right side. Rindles has got the ball. Rindles takes it down to the baseline. His pass is deflected out of bounds. 16 seconds left in the shot clock. Into the ball game now. Brandon Krause for Hastings. Krause comes in. Also coming back in. J.D. Bohr is going to come in. Brian Sumner also comes in here for the Dort defenders. 7:37 to play. Hastings had six guys on the floor. Abu Fall checks out. 21-16. Hastings trailing by five. Here's Lindbergh. His shot is up there off of the window. Good. Kyle Lindbergh now with 4 points in the ball game. And it's now a 23-16 ball game. Hastings now trailing by 7 points. Their biggest deficit here in the first half. So we approach the 7 minute mark. Here's Tobin Reinwald outside to Krause for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Brandon Krause drains the tray from the far side. He's got 5 points. 23-19. There's Lindbergh with the ball at the free throw line to Kachi. Drives to the hole and shots up there and in. Kachi got away from Brandon Krause and scores. Kachi now with 16 points here in the first half. Hastings back the other way. Zach Lina scores as he powers his way toward the goal. Zach Lina scores off of the window. 25-21. Hastings back to within 4 points. Here comes Dort with the ball now back in the offensive zone. Tyler Waldersdorf has got it. Tyler Waldersdorf dribbling with the ball. Finally feeds it over here to Sumner. Now to Lindbergh at the top of the key. Lindbergh trying to drive it. Backs up. Lindbergh powers his way. Here's a pass down the baseline to J.D. Bohr. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. They work it back around to Kachi. Deep in the left corner. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Austin Kachi from an NBA three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lina. Zach Lina has got the rebound. Gets it away now. That's Carson Bloom. Now to Tobin. He drives the ball toward the goal. We're going to have a charging foul on Tobin. Runs over a man taking the ball to the goal there for the Broncos as he runs over Austin Kachi. So Tobin Reinwald picks up his second personal foul. And coming back to Dort defenders now with a lead 25-21. Here comes Akeem Morissot into the ballgame now for Hastings. Carson Bloom will come to the bench. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 25-21. And the defenders will inbound here in backcourt, mopping up where Kachi went down underneath the Hastings basket here. That driving layup, charging foul on Tobin Reinwald. Now they'll play things in. This is going to be Lindbergh with the ball. Right-handed dribble, waist high as he brings it into the offensive zone. Lindbergh comes over to Kachi. Kachi moves it down in the corner. Now back down in the baseline. That's going to be Dan Herter. Her shot is up there and in. David Dan Herter scoring there for Dort. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 27-21. Dort with a 6-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Zach Lina, high left side, dribbles it into the paint now. Jump pass goes to Akeem in the corner. Akeem moves it up on the elbow. Brandon Krause. Now to Tobin Reinwald, to Krause, to Woolman, to Akeem down here in the corner. Drives the baseline, contact made, foul called. So foul called here on the Dort defenders. It's going to go on J.D. Bohr. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the defenders. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Here comes Abu back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Fall is in. That's going to be Zach Lina coming to the bench. Tobin Reinwald will inbound the ball again. Dan Herter will guard him. Reinwald looks and he throws it to the near side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Lindbergh and a foul is going to be called here on Lohman. Lohman picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his first. The Broncos having a tough time inbound the ball down here on the baseline with David Dan Herter guarding the out-of-bounds man. He's at 6'9" and Hastings has turned the ball over twice down here underneath their own basket. Kyle Lindbergh now to the free throw line. Lindbergh is 64% foul shooter in the season. They'll have a 1-1 situation here. His shot is up there and his shot's going to be good. He'll get one more. Kyle Lindbergh scored 19 points in the first game between these two teams. When Dort knocked off the Broncos by a score of 94-84. Here comes the next shot. It's up there by Lindbergh. It's good, so he hits a couple of free throws. It's now 29-21. An 8-point lead now for the Dort defenders with 5.5 minutes to play here in this one. In the first half, Brady Lohman goes to Tobin. Takes the three from the right side. Out of Brandon Krause. Krause dribbling with the ball out here. Brandon Krause drives it against Sumner. A little ball fake. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dan Herter. Dan Herter gets things away. That's Lindbergh with the ball. He drives her back the other way. All the way to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Tobin. Reinwald has got it for Hastings. Down to Akeem Morissot. Down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Akeem hands it away. Tobin for three. That's off of the back iron. No good. The ball tapped out by Krause. Right into the hands of Kachi. Austin Kachi has got the ball now for Dort. 29-21. The defenders with a lead. Kachi for three. Shot is up there. That one is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Reinwald down the near sideline to Akeem. Gets it ahead to Brandon Krause. Now to Morissette. Swings to the right side. That's Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman fires up a three. That one's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Now Lindbergh for Dort. 29-21. Defenders have the lead. Sumner with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline to Kachi. Kachi is double teamed. Bounce pass out on top to Sumner. Swings it right side to J.D. Bohr. Now to Kachi again. Right at the three-point circle. Top of the circle again is going to be Kyle Lindbergh. There's Kachi again. Drives the ball down the lane. Stops and pops. His little 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Reinwald goes to the far sideline to Woolman. And down to Abu Fall, who can't handle the pass. He goes out of bounds. Nice pass by Woolman, but Abu couldn't grab it. It was down around his knees, and a big guy couldn't grasp the ball, and it goes out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half. Carson Bloom comes in. Woolman comes out. Abu is also going to check back out. And back into the ball game for Hastings will be Zach Lena. 29-21. Hastings down by 8 points here. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Alex Terpstra with the ball in the wing. Terpstra works against Carson Bloom. Right wing now, Rindles has got it. Rindles to Waldersdorf. On the left side, that's going to be Terpstra hanging on the ball. They get it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backs up against Tobin. Here's a pass deflected by Akeem. Ball is loose, picked up by Lindbergh. Again, the pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Morissette. Morissette having problems with it. Falling down with the ball is going to be Rindles, but he gets it under control here for Dort. And Dort comes back into the offensive zone. Now a foul is going to be called on Akeem. Akeem picks up his first personal foul. So Dort's got three turnovers here in the first half. Hastings already got 11. To the free throw line for Dort is going to be Nathan Rindles. He's got 2 points on a couple of free throws. 85% foul shooter on the season. 29-21, Dort's got the lead. Shot is up there, it's good. Dort shot 40-plus free throws in the ball game against Hastings up in Sioux Center earlier this year. Next shot is up there, it's going to be good. So Rindles, 4-for-4. They've shot 10 free throws so far today. And Dort has now got a 10-point lead at 31-21. With 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Morissette. Gets it inside to Tobin. He backs her back out. Here at the top of the key. Gets it into the hands now of Brandon Krause. Carson Bloom. Akeem Morissette here on the left side. Out to Tobin again. Tobin trying to drive the ball down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Kachi. 3 minutes to play, and Dort has a 10-point lead. Here's Waldersdorf with the ball. Waldersdorf takes it to the hole. Here's a nice pass underneath the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Alex Terpstra goes up with a shot, and he is fouled in the play here as he was knocked down. And Terpstra goes to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Carson Bloom. So Bloom picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10-plus on Hastings. Alex Terpstra to the free throw line here for Dort. Terpstra, a 78% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's good. So Alex Terpstra nails the free throw. 6'4" freshman from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Morissette, Tobin Reinwald, both coming to the bench now. Wells is back in there. Lohman is back in there for head coach Bill Gavers. 32-21, Dort. Next shot is up there. It's good by Alex Terpstra. Nails a couple. And Dort has now got a 12-point lead, 33-21. Here's Loma with the ball for the Broncos at the top of the key. Spins at the free throw line. Bounce pass down to Lena. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the easy one. The ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Carson Bloom now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 10. 33-23. Here's Lindbergh with the ball right at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it over here on the wing. Nathan Rindles, he dribbles the ball against the Carson Bloom, runs over Bloom, and now he loses control of the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on Dort. So Rindles trying to drive it against Carson Bloom. Carson was knocked down, but the ball goes out of the hands of Rindles, out of bounds. So a turnover, Hastings College comes back, trailing by 10. Here's Woolman with the ball. Woolman sends it down in the right corner. That's Wells. Out to Carson Bloom, now to Brandon Krause. The Woolman here on the near sideline gets it back into Zach. He backs up there. Can't go up the shot. Krause at the top of the key. Krause sends it over in the wing on the right side. That's going to be Carson Bloom. Dribbles once. Back out to Brady Lohman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman, entry pass to get it to Lena. Down to the lane. A shot up there. No good. He misses another one. Rebound comes down to Lindberg. Lindberg gets it ahead now to Rindles. Nathan takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. And the foul is going to be called. And Krause. Brandon Krause commits the personal foul. It's going to be his first. And Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in this first half of play. This will be a two-shot foul as Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line. Rindles, an 85% foul shooter. He's already 4-for-4 from the line today. So Rindles will have two more shots. This is up there. It's good. Hastings has shot only 4 free throws today. Dort is at 14. 34-23. Here's the next shot by Rindles. It's up there and good. So he remains perfect in the free throw line. It's now 35-23. There's a long-range jumper by Lohman. That's way off the mark. No good. And a rebound comes down to Lindberg. Hastings really struggling offensively. A quick shot taken there by Lohman. Lindberg down the lane. He's going to have it jarred loose. Lena picks it up, and then he's hit from behind by Lindberg, and Lindberg gets hit with a personal foul. Lindberg picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the defenders, so no free throws here. 1 minute, 29 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 35-23. Great crowd on hand here today at the Osborne Sports Complex, in fact. Pretty well filled up here this afternoon. Here's a Zach Lena with the ball. Lena comes over here to Carson Bloom. Now to Wells, left side of the lane. Jump pass out to Krause for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach Lena is going to be fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on Alex Terpstra. That's going to be his first. Alex Terpstra gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to send Zach Lena to the free throw line now for Hastings. 35-23 is the score. Hastings is down by 12 points with 69 seconds to play here in the first half. Lena to the free throw line. 71% for the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Lena now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Zach Lena will toe the mark for his second one. 6'5" junior out of Omaha. Lena looks up there. Next shot is straight through the hole. 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And now the lead is 10 points at 35-25. Hastings needs a stop here on defense and have some momentum going into the locker room at halftime here. Dort working with the ball. Here's Rindles. Free throw line extended right side out to Kachi. Kachi swings the left side now to Sumner. Bounce pass goes to Lindberg with his back to the basket. Lindberg works over there against Zach Lena. Bounce pass to Rindles. Here's a pass to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lena as he takes it back the other way. Lena having problems with the ball, and he turns it over. Lena was driving it 1-on-2 against the Dort defenders there. A little indecision. He loses the ball out of bounds. 12 turnovers on Hastings here in the first half. The Broncos have been averaging 14 for the season. They've got 12 already here in the first half. And now we got 40 seconds to play. 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Dort bringing the ball back up the floor here. Waldersdorf has got it. Waldersdorf on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Lindberg. Lindberg left side of the lane. Backs up. Now he's double teamed. Lindberg trying to get the ball away. It's going to be knocked loose. The ball is on the floor. The scramble is on. Hastings comes down with it in a timeout here from head coach Bill Gavers. So Hastings forces a turnover here with 17.3 seconds to play. And the Broncos call the timeout. Dort turns it away for the 5th time here this afternoon. We've got a break. 17.3 seconds to play. It's Dort 35, Hastings 25.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos forced a turnover here. Now with 17.3 seconds to play, Hastings will inbound in backcourt. Dort is led by as many as 12 points in the ballgame. It's now 10. 35-25, Brandon Krause brings the ball into the offensive zone here for Hastings. 10 seconds to go. Carson Bloom, high right side. Carson Bloom throws the ball. It's going to be a turnover. Kachi has got it. Now the ball's knocked loose. It's picked up by Kraus. We got a traveling violation on Kraus. So a couple of turnovers on Hastings, one on Dortz. Hastings doesn't execute the play coming out of the timeouts. Now Morissant's going to come in for Hastings. Reinwald's going to check out. So they drew something up in their timeout huddle here, and then they can't execute it on the floor. And Dort, now with 4 seconds to play, will inbound the ball down the near sideline. Rindles has got it. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi throws up an off-balance three. That's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College trailing the Dort defenders here at halftime by 10 points. It's Dort 35, Hastings 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College is trailing the Dort defenders 35-25 here at the break in men's college basketball. Earlier today, the Hastings College women won their 15th game in a row as they beat Dort today by a score of 65-62. It's Kerry Hostetter, the head coach for Hastings, will join us here at halftime. And Coach, not a thing of beauty here today, but I guess a win is a win. You put this one in the right column and you move on, huh?
Yeah, you know, I thought at times we played okay, and we had a 13-point lead in the second half at one point, and I really thought, you know, that was our opportunity to kind of put them away and give credit Dort. I mean, I thought they played really hard, and they hit some big shots late when they needed to, and you know, made things hard for us in the paint all day long. And you know, if we don't get opportunities in the paint, and your only kid from the outside that's really hitting consistently is Jamie Van Kirk, it makes it a little bit more of a challenge. But I thought our kids did a great job of just kind of hanging on and doing enough to make it work at the end and to come out with the win.
Why did we have so much problem attacking the paint today?
Well, you know, they guarded us pretty physical in the post. They just kind of stood behind and used their size to kind of shove us out of the lane. And normally what we've been used to is that's kind of a foul, and we weren't getting that today. So our post players were having a hard time after they touched to get anything easy. So then they're just long. So when we did get in the paint on penetration with our guards, you know, it's hard to finish over them. And Cammy obviously had a harder time today with her finishes over their length.
Tell you what, you wouldn't have got out to a 12-0 start. Great start for you guys, but wouldn't have got off to that great start, it might have been a different ballgame today.
Yeah, you know, we got a couple open looks, and Jamie knocked a couple threes down early and kind of made it look like it. Sometimes when you're making shots like that, it makes it look easier than it really is. So, you know, they're just playing really hard. They have a lot of seniors on their team, and they made things tough, and that's a good game for us to play and to see, you know, how things might be down the stretch. If there's challenges in the paint, how are we going to get it done?
Yeah, everything that we tried to do today was just looked like a challenge, and we were just kind of grinding our offense, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, we went through a lot of different things to try to find something that would work, and you know, just the way they were guarding a lot of things. They were switching our screens on the ball, and then kind of working their way back to the post, which makes it tougher to score out of on ball screen stuff. And you know, I thought maybe a little bit our execution, you know, they pushed us out in the lanes and made us set screens on bodies. And you know, it was a challenge and it was a grind, but it was a good game for us to play.
Hastings, again, coming out on top by a score of 65-62. Led this baby the entire way, but like I said, we had them down a couple of times by double digits in the second half and just could not really put the final dagger into the coffin, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and up 13, we struggled from the free throw line today. You know, if we were up 13 and get to the free throw line a couple times on a different day, you know, we knock them down and then it's a whole different deal. But we missed some free throws down the stretch. We shot 52%, I think, for the game or something like that, and we haven't done that for a long, long time. So you know, that makes it tougher when you're not hitting the free throws at the end of the game, and then they come down and hit a couple big shots. You know, it makes it a game. So we'll learn from it and try to get better from it and move on and get ready for Dome.
11 out of 21 from the free throw line today for Hastings College, 52%. So that didn't help matters any down the stretch. So, like I said, you just got to throw this one under the carpet and get ready because you got Wednesday, Saturday now for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's something where we'll take a look at it and show our kids, you know, these are some of the things that we're going to see here in the next six games. We've got to make some adjustments and got to learn from it, you know, and make sure that we get better from it. You know, anytime you struggle, you don't want to just forget about it. You need to make sure you make the corrections and you know, make sure we're sharp and ready to go for the next one.
Yeah, other teams are going to see this and probably try to pull off the same thing in the games to come. What can we do differently?
Yeah, it'll be hard for other teams to do it to us because they don't have that much size. You know, they had a 6'3 kid today and a 6'2 kid, and one of them had, you know, was pretty solid. So you couldn't really move her much. So, you know, they're a tough matchup for us that way. Not a lot of teams will be able to do it quite like that, but obviously everybody's going to scheme for us, making sure that we have difficulty in the paint. So you know, we've got to get more screens for our bigs, and we've got to be able to use some things a little bit better. You know, obviously they brought the double team from the weak side, and I didn't think our action on the backside to attack that was very good. So just things that we need to make sure next time we do a lot better.
So now a couple of games on the road next week. Doan on Wednesday night, and then Mount Marty. Isn't that right, next week?
Yeah. Both of them will be tough. You know, Mount Marty just lost to Concordia today by not very many, less than 10. So they're playing really well right now. Got a lot of young kids that are kind of figuring things out. And obviously, Doan on Wednesday, it's always a tough place to play. And you know, they play so hard. And they just compete, and they'll make sure they're in the game.
You mentioned Doan the past couple of weeks when we talked to you about how much better that they are playing as of late.
Yeah, you know, they're playing better, but the main thing is that they always play hard. You know, they're a team that you're not going to see them not give effort, and that's a credit to Tracy Fairbanks, the coach there. I think she does a great job of getting them to play hard, and anytime you can get a team to consistently play hard, they're going to have a chance. You know, so we got to make sure that we match that energy and make sure that we execute and you know, they're talented enough and they play hard. So that's always, those are two scary things for a coach.
Okay, we'll see you on Wednesday night.
Thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the women picking up a win today, 65-62 over Dort. They lit it all the way as they jumped out to a 12-0 lead in the ball game today. They led it at halftime in that ball game as well, leading by 10, 34-24. As the coach said, had them down a couple of times by 13 in the second half and couldn't quite put them away. Hastings winning today 65-62. Big day for Jamie Van Kirk. 25 points in the ball game today. Cammie Breckman had 11 points. The leading rebounder for Hastings College in the ball game today was Breckman, as she comes up with 7. And also Alex Edwards had 7 rebounds for the Broncos. Hastings has won 15 games in a row now. Hastings sitting at 21-2 on the season, 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, as we get ready to play Doan on the Wednesday night over in Crete. We're at halftime of the men's game Right now it's 35-25. Dort has got the lead over Hastings College. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Katnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. 35-25, Dort has got the lead at halftime. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half. Dort, 10 out of 27 from the field, just 37%. Hastings actually shooting the ball better than Dort. They're 10 out of 25 for 40%. Dort on three-pointers, 4 out of 12 for 33%. Hastings just 2 out of 9 on three-pointers for 22%. For the free throw line, Dort is 11 out of 14 for 78%. Hastings College, they are 3 out of 6 for 50%. Rebounds right now, Hastings has got 20. Dort has got 16. Hastings with 2 offensive rebounds and 18 on defense. Dort has got 1 offensive rebound, 15 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 15 times here in the first half of play. They only average 14 per game all season long. So 15 turnovers for Hastings. That's a big stat there. 8 turnovers for Dort. Hastings with no block shots and 7 steals. Dort had no block shots and 5 steals in the first half. The defenders have the lead here over Hastings by 10, 35-25. Scoring in the ball game, Austin Kachi. He has got 16 points in the ball game here for the Dort defenders. He has knocked down 4 three-pointers. And Kachi is 6 out of 10 from the field today. So Kachi was 16 at halftime. Kyle Lindberg, he has got a couple of field goals, and he has also got 2 free throws. He's got 6 points. Nathan Rindles, he's got 6 points on 6 for 6 from the free throw line. The other scorers, we see David Dan Herter. He's got a field goal, and he is, let's see, he's got a total of 3 points in the ball game. He's got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. And 2 points for Tyler Waldersdorf and 2 for Alex Terpstra. For Hastings College in the ball game here in the first half, Brandon Krause, he has got 5 points. Krause so far, he's got a 3 and a 2. Also with 5 points in the first half is Carson Bloom. He's got a 3 and a 2-pointer. Brady Lohman's been held to 4 points on a couple of field goals today. Brent Wells, he's got a field goal for 2. Tobin Reinwald, a field goal for 2. Zach Lina, he's got 4 points today. He's got a field goal, and he's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Abu Fall, he's got 3 points. He's got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. But 15 turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half, and the Broncos are down by 10, 35-25. To the Dort defenders. The other women's basketball scores from earlier today, as we mentioned, Hastings College picked up a win over Dort today by a score of 65-62. Concordia wins over Mount Marty 60-53. Northwestern, the team that Hastings is tied with for the top spot in the conference, they whipped Midland today in Fremont after being behind early in that ball game. 95-79 was the final score. Northwestern beating Midland. Morningside today put a 100 on the Nebraska Wesleyan, beat the Prairie Wolves by a score of 102-59. One other game that we're still waiting for a final score on is Dakota Wesleyan playing in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. at halftime here. Got the second half coming up. Hastings College trailing the Dort defenders by 10. It's Dort 35, Hastings 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so it's 35 to 25 as we get started here in the second half at the Osborne Sports Complex. Back the ball in, Kempke Hastings, Tobin Reinwald on the far sideline, and the Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Brandon Krause, open for three, takes the shot and misses. Rebound tapped out, is picked up by Krause. Over to Loma now. Loma takes it to the free throw line. Brady Loma looks. Comes over here to Brent Wells. Broncos dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon in their crimson trim. Down by 10 points here in the second half. Woolman, free throw line extended right side. Woolman dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass comes across the top to Reinwald. Down in the corner, Wells. A long-range jumper's up there and in just inside the ring as a Brent Wells nails a field goal there. It's now a 35-27 ball game. Hastings now within 8 points here. The Dort defender is coming back the other way. Out here on top is going to be Rendles with the ball. Rendles moves it to the right side. That's going to be Waldersdorf. Ends the ball away to Kachi. Kachi now swings it left side again to Rendles. Here on the near sideline is going to be Lindbergh trying to drive it. Can't do it against Wells. Lindbergh, jump pass, goes down in the right corner. Driving the baseline is going to be Rendles. He loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. Knocked out of his hands there by Wells. Other Broncos, now we got something on the floor. They're going to pick that up down here. So 7 seconds remain on the shot clock, 18:59 to play in the game, 35-27. Hastings College is trailing in the ball game. Rendles will inbound the ball out to Waldersdorf. He has a deflect off of his hands, and he picks it up down here in the corner. Waldersdorf throws up a three, and shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena for Hastings. Zach Lena has got the ball for the Broncos, coming back the other way to Woolman. His long-range jumper is up there and in. Woolman hits the field goal. Hastings has scored the first 4 points here in the second half, and the Broncos now trail by 6, 35-29 here in the second half. Rendles with the ball. Rendles goes over here to a Sumner, and now the Dort defenders will be shooting into the Broncos student body section. All decked out in their neon green and neon orange down there. There's a shot from the baseline. A foul is going to be called. Rendles goes up with a shot, and he's going to be fouled here. It's going to go on Reinwald. Tobin picks up his third. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. This will be a shooting foul. So going to the free throw line for the Dort defenders will be Nathan Rendles. He is 6 out of 6 in the free throw line so far today. Rendles will go to the line here. He'll have 2 shots as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Rendles' shot is up there is good. Rendles hits one. Again, from the free throw line in the first half, Dort was 11 out of 14. Hastings College, they were just 3 out of 6. From the free throw line. Next shot is up there by Rendles. It's good. He's still perfect. Down 36-29. Hastings down by 7 points again. 18-20 remaining in the ball game. Here's Brandon Krause. He drives it, leaves it down on the baseline. The lead shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought out of there by Kachi. Kachi has got the ball now for the Dort defenders. Gets it in the hands of Lindbergh. Lindbergh dribbles it into the free throw line. Lindbergh comes out to Rendles. Out of Kachi on the wing on the right side. Drives it against Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Wells. Wells has got it for Hastings. Out with pass comes to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin drives it toward the goal. Contact made. Foul called. So foul's going to be called here on the drive on Reinwald. It's going to go on Nathan Rendles. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Dort defenders here in the second half. So Hastings will play things in. This is Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause will trigger things in. as they get it out here to Zach Lena. One of the officials took a dump here right in front of us. Down he went. Here's Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbling out here on the right side, looking to penetrate, spins in the lane, now forces up a shot over Kachi. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down and is picked up here by Walderstorff. 37-29. Hastings down in the ball game with 17 and a half to play. Lindbergh just drives the ball to the goal, loses control of it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort ball. They say Hastings got a hand in it in there. That happened right in front of the students down there, and they don't like that. So now they're going to give Nathan Rundles some guff here as they will inbound right in front of the student body section to Walderstorff. He loses control of it. It's going to be knocked out of his hands by Kraus. And now the Dort defenders will play things in on the right side of the basket down here on the baseline. 37-29, Dort has got the lead over Hastings College. Rendles will look to play it in. He does. He gets it in to Brian Sumner. Picked up there by Woolman of Hastings. Sumner out here in 3 points here. It's way to Kachi. The ball's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Reinwald. Reinwald down to Woolman. He drives the ball. His shot is up there. Good, and he's fouled. That baby just rolls in there. Brady Loman gets the field goal, and he's fouling the play by Nathan Rindles. So a turnover on Dort down here on their offensive end. That's their ninth turnover of the contest. And Brady Loman gets the field goal here for Hastings. Now he goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. 37-31. Hastings back to within 6 points with 17-18 to play in the ball game. Loman's first free throw of the day. He's an 86% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. A three-point play by Brady Loman. Hastings back within 5 points, 37-32. As we approach the 17-minute mark now in the ball game, here's Rendles to the ball. Rendles to David Dan Herter, who's back into the ball game. Dan Herter moves it over here to Rendles, high right side, dribbles to the top of the key, down to the left side on the wing. Rendles being pressured by Loman. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings forces back-to-back turnovers and are back in the ballgame. We've got a timeout. Dort 16-51 to play in the ballgame. We've got a break with a score. Dort 37, Hastings 34.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings now trailing Dort by a score of 37-34, 16:51 to play in the game. Bronco's going to be on the road for the next two games. They will play at Doan on Wednesday night. That'll be a 6 and 8 o'clock start for the women's and men's games respectively. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:45 on Wednesday afternoon. Then next Saturday, we'll head to Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings will play at Mount Marty. Game times next Saturday will be at 2 and at 4 o'clock, 1:45 for the pregame here on 1230 KHIS. So 37-34, Hastings trailed by 10 points at halftime. Now it's 37-34. Dort will play things in off of the far side. Here come the defenders back in their offensive zone. Terpstra has got it. Alex Terpstra out to Kachi. Hastings has forced back-to-back turnovers in the last two possessions here for the Dort defenders. Here's Terpstra with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Kachi, left side of the lane. He works against Lohman. Here's a pass that will be deflected, but it's picked up by Terpstra on the far sideline. Now to Lindbergh. Here's Rendles. He takes the ball in the paint. Dishes off to Kyle Lindbergh as he drives for the hole. Shot no good. Rebound Dan Herter. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. David Dan Herter scores there for Dort, and he is fouled in the play. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Dan Herter. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Abu Fall picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So David Dan Herter, a 71% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line. He's one of two so far today. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Dort continues to shoot the ball well from the charity stripe here. And now the defenders have a 6-point lead again at 40-34. Hastings College with the ball. Here's Wells with it here on the wing. Grant Wells dribbling with it. Comes out to Woolman. Woolman picked up by Kachi. On the wing again, this is Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gets it to Woolman. Sends it inside to Abu Fall. He backs up, spins. Puts a head fake on there. Throws up a shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Abu did everything inside there correctly except get the shot to go down. 40-34. Dort has got a 6-point lead. Here's Kachi driving for the hole. Shot is up and in. Nice feed. Austin Kachi scores. He's now got 18 in the ball game, and Dort back out to an 8-point lead. 42-34. Here's Loman with the ball on the wing. Loman sends it over here to Wells. He takes the ball down on the baseline, underneath the basket, out to Kraus, now to Tobin for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Wells. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Wells. Follow shot. Good. Grant Wells now with 8 points in the ball game, 42-36. Hastings down by six. Kyle Lindbergh with the ball now for Dortz. Comes over here on the wing. Terpstra has got it. Terpstra moves it on the dribble to the top of the key. Now to Rindles. Now to Kachi. Kachi on the right side. Picked up there by Brandon Kraus. At the top of the key, Rindles. He drives the ball against Tobin. Can't go to the basket. Comes out to the free throw line. Lindbergh has got it. He spins in the lane. Puts up a shot over Wells. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Wells picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number three on Brent Wells. Hamburger's got three. Tobin Reinwald has got three. 14:59 to play here in the second half. Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 42-36. This is for the conference lead in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Kyle Lindbergh to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Kyle Lindbergh now with 7 points in the ballgame. He had 19 in the first meeting. Hamburger back in. Akeem Morrison back in. Tobin's going to come out. Also coming to the bench will be Brandon Kraus. 43-36. Hastings down now here in the second half. Kyle Lindbergh will toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there. The shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells gets it away now to Brady Woolman, who hustles back the other way. Woolman out here in three-point range will send it over to Akeem Morrison. Back to Woolman. Brady, a little fake there. Will now pull the trigger. Goes to Wells. Now to Akeem Morrison on the wing on the right side. Morrison lobs it inside. Abu Fall back out to Akeem. Back inside to Fall. Spins toward the baseline. Powers his way to the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is brought down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh has got it now for Dort. 43-36. The defenders have the lead. Lindbergh goes down to Kachi inside the free throw circle. Kachi's pass is to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball to Wells. Wells now to Woolman down the lane. A shot up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brady Woolman again with a chance at a 3-point play. Brady Woolman now with 11 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to tack on one more. He's fouling a play here by, looks like Lindbergh picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So now Brady Woolman to the free throw line. 11 points in the ball game. Woolman is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 86% foul shooter on the season at his 5th best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Hastings back to within 4 points again. 43-39. Hastings has been within 3 points here in the second half. Now within four, 43-39. We're approaching the 14-minute mark here. Reynolds has got the ball. Now to the near sideline. With the ball there is going to be Walderstorff. He throws it into the backcourt. It says tip back there. Picked up by Reynolds. Reynolds down in the corner. Here's a long-range three put up there and in. Alex Terpstra. Terpstra throwing up a three from the right corner. Ball was thrown into the backcourt. The fans wanted it over and back, but evidently it was tipped by Hastings. And then Terpstra nails a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Woolman now having problems with the ball in the lane. A turnover on the Broncos. That's the 16th turnover as Kachi comes down here with the ball down the near sideline. 46-39. Hastings down by seven. Kachi gets the ball to Walderstorff. He drives the ball against Wells. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out. He's going to be picked up here by Woolman. Woolman runs it back the other way against Kachi to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Brady Woolman scores. He's got 14. Again, the Broncos are back within 5 points now. 46-41 with 13:17 to play here in the ball game. Here's a pass by Reynolds. It's going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Hastings is wanting a timeout. Nobody had possession of it. A jump ball is called instead. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Dort. So Billy Gaber's up in front of the Hastings bench. Wanted the timeout there, but Hastings never got possession of the ball. We had a jump ball called. So it'll be Dort playing it in on the far sideline. 46-41. The defenders have a 5-point lead here over Hastings with 13:08 to play. Dort will play things in. That's Terpstra as he gets things into Rindles. Now to Terpstra again. Free throw line extended right side. Terpstra hands the ball away to Walderstorff. Directs some traffic over there. Tobin Reinwald right in his face defensively. Walderstorff drives it. Kicks it back out here to Terpstra for three. Shot his way off the mark. No good. Rebound lean. And a foul's going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Dort. It's going to go on David Den Herter. That's going to be his third. Den Herter actually hit the deck there. He had to get off of the hardwood, and he gets hit with a personal foul. Comes out with that puzzled look as he glares at the official here. 46-41. Hastings College is down by 5 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Akeem Morrison here on the near sideline. Entry pass, get it inside to Tobin. He runs into a man, and he... foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Alex Terpstra. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the defenders. Hastings with 3 fouls. Here comes Lindbergh back into the ballgame. David Den Herter will check out here for the defenders. Hastings will play things in. Reinwald has got it down in the corner. Tobin Reinwald looks. Bounce pass goes down to Zach Lina. Zach now to Brady Lohman, still on the far side. Lohman out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass comes out here to Tobin at the top of the key. Brings it back to Lohman on the wing. Lohman looking to drive it. Now dishes off. That's Lina with the ball on the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Lina. He loses control of the ball. It's loose. It's picked up by Reinwald. His shot for three. Good. 46-44. Hastings down by 2 points now. Here's Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh down to Brian Sumner. We're down to 12 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings down by 2, 46-44. Nathan Reynolds with the ball. They get it to Walderstorff. He powers his way to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Walderstorff just throws it up on the glass, and it goes through the hole. That's going to be a personal foul, and Tobin Reinwald is fourth. So 4 fouls now on Tobin. Going to the free throw line will be Walderstorff as he tries to make a 3-point play here. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. So it's now 48-44. Hastings College is down by 4 points. Wells is going to check in here. Walderstorff's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Lina. So Walderstorff cannot convert. Hastings College is down by 4 points, 48-44. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass over here to Reinwald on the wing. Tobin Reinwald comes out to Jake Hamburger. Now to Lohman on the right sideline. Lohman to the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Terpstra. Terpstra's got the ball for the Dort defenders. Coming back the other way. Walderstorff in the lane. His shot is up there. No good. He was hacked to the arm. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Lohman. That's going to be his third. There's second foul. Brady Lohman picks up his second personal foul. Now a timeout's going to be called here by Hastings. The Broncos want to call a timeout. 11 minutes and 28 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Dort 48, Hastings 44.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women winning the first game today, 65-62 over Dort. Broncos have now won 15 games in a row, 21-2 on the season, as they get ready to head for the Doane College Tigers on Wednesday night. 6 and 8 o'clock will be game times on Wednesday on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 on 1230 KHIS. This one heading to the wire here in men's play, 48-44 is the score. Dort has got a 4-point lead. Tyler Walderstorff is at the free throw line here for the defenders. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 0 of 3 from the line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Walderstorff will have one more. He's a 61% foul shooter in the season. He's zipped for four so far today. He'll have one more free throw here as he is fouled in the act of shooting. Next one is up there is good. He's now got five in the Dort lead. It's now 49-44. Hastings with the ball. Akeem Morrison's got it. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Lena on the wing. Lena holds the ball. Now to Wells. Top of the key. Now to Akeem. There's a pass inside to Woolman, and he's mauled in the play as he is knocked down. He goes tumbling down on the right side of the lane, and Woolman will go to the free throw line now. He's hit in the play by Brian Sumner. He got his money's worth. Brian Sumner picks up his second personal foul. So now Woolman goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. 49-44. Hastings down by 5 points. Brady Woolman to the line. He is 2 for 2 so far today. He's got 14 points in the ball game. And now Woolman is ready to go. The official having a couple of words with the Dort coaching staff down here. Now we're set to go. Loman's free throw is good. Here comes Brandon Krause back into the ball game now. Morrison comes to the bench. 49-45. Hastings down by 4 points with 11-11 left in the ball game. Brady Loman will have one more shot here. Fires it. His shot is good. Loman now is 16. Loman checks out. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game. So it's 49-46. Hastings again within 3 points here with 11:06 remaining in the ball game. Here's Sumner with the ball on the wing. Brian Sumner dribbles once, comes out here now to Rindles. Rindles hands away to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf's going to drive the ball against Lena. Now flips the ball away to Rindles. Here's a pass going to be deflected and a foul is going to be called. Jake Hamburger just gets hit with his fourth personal foul. Four fouls now on Jake. Tobin Reinwald has got four. Dort will play things in from underneath their own basket. And finally, they get it into Waldersdorf here at the top of the key. Picked up by Zach Lena. Waldersdorf dribbling with the ball. Throws it down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Sumner is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos have a chance to tie with a three-point field goal. Here's Brandon Krause. Drives into the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brandon Krause gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouling the play. The basket counts. Nathan Rendles picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Brandon Krause gets the field goal to go down. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. He has a chance to tie the ball game with 10 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Brandon Krause standing at the free throw line here for Hastings. Here comes Alex Terpstra back into the ball game now for Dort. David Dan Herter comes in as well. Brandon Krause with a chance to tie this ball game up. At 49 points apiece, Krause looks up there. 50% foul shooter in the season. His shot is good. We're tied. Tied up with 10 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the basketball game. There comes Dort. That's Lindbergh with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Rindles. He puts it on the floor. Entry pass to get it to Kachi. He's stripped of the ball and a foul is going to be called. Kachi trying to drive the ball into the hole and he is fouled into play here by Brandon Krause of Hastings College. That's going to be his second. So now Austin Kachi goes to the free throw line here for Dort. Kachi has got 18 points in the ball game, and he had 16 in the first half. Austin Kachi is a 87% foul shooter in the season. Fourth best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Kachi's free throw is up there. Good. Dort has got the lead. The defenders 50. Hastings 49. Men's College basketball action for us here today on 1230 KHIS. Austin Kachi will have one more shot here. Looks up there. The shot is good. So Kachi hits a couple of free throws, and Dort has a two-point lead, 51-49. Hastings coming back for the ball. Carson Bloom on the dribble now for the Broncos. Carson Bloom goes over to Krause. Short baseline jumper. Good. Krause hits a short baseline jumper out for the left side. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 51 points apiece. Here's Lindbergh back now for Dort. He dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's picked up by Wells coming back the other way. One-on-one. Wells to the goal. Shot up there. No good. Ball is recovered by Wells, but he was out of bounds. So Hastings misses a chance there to pull ahead. 10 minutes to play. Hastings 51, Dort 51. Here comes Rindles back in the offensive zone here for the Dort defenders, wearing their black uniforms and their gold trim here today. Gotchi with the ball on the wing on the left side, picked up by Hamburger. Kachi's shot is up there. Good. Tough shot. A three-pointer there by Austin Kachi. 23 points for Kachi. And now we get a timeout here from Hastings. Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. 9 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 54, Hastings 51.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
The Broncos have come back to at least tie this ball game here in the second half, although Dort's got a three-point lead right now at 54-51. Hastings trailed by 10 at halftime, 35-25. Bill Gamer's calling the timeout here. Trying to find something that's going to work on Austin Kachi. 23 points in the ball game so far for Kachi. Just about everything he's thrown up has gone down through the hole here for the defenders. 54-51. Hastings down by 3 points here. Broncos will inbound off of the far sideline. Brandon Krause will get things in to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom dribbling with the ball. Goes down in the corner. That's Wells with it now. The Carson Bloom out here to Lena. The Bloom again here on the right side. Drives the ball into the paint. Here's a pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Brandon Krause. Krause has got it. Krause out to Woolman. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Behind is Zach Lena's screen. Woolman moves it to the left side. He throws up a shot. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Rindles. Not a very good shot thrown up there. Rindles coming back the other way, all the way to the goal. His shot is up and in. Nathan Rindles goes coast to coast there and scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Dort back out to a 5-point lead. 56-51, 9 minutes to play. Loman with the ball, now to Brandon Krause, to Loman. Two-handed pass goes over to Bloom. Bloom holds on to the ball. Carson looking behind the screen now from Zach Lena. Moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Here's Brandon Krause in the wing, back out to Wells, inside the free throw circle, sends the ball down low to Loman. His pass back to Wells, and Elena's shot is up there, no good. Tap try is up there, no good. And the ball is tapped out again. It's picked up by Kachi. Bill Gamer's willing to foul. He didn't get it. Kachi gets into the hands now of Lindberg, coming back the other way. Lindberg moves it down in the corner. Alex Terpster with it now. Out to Rindles. Out of Kachi. Picked up there by Brandon Krause of Hastings. 56-51. Dort's got the lead. Into Dan Herter. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. The ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. So Dort will play things in. Here comes Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game. He'll play with four fouls. Bloom will come to the bench. Here comes Tyler Walderstorff back into the ballgame now for Dort. He's going to replace David Den Herter. So we got 8 minutes, 11 seconds to play. Hastings down by 5 points here, 56-51. Dort plays things in. Terpstra has got the ball. The Walderstorff drives it down the right side of the lane. It's not to be blocked out of bounds. Dort again will play things in right in front of the Hastings student body section over there. Rindles will play things in for Dort to Walderstorff. Picked up by Wells. Walderstorff comes out in the three-point territory. That's Terpstra. Still 25 seconds left in the shot clock here. Rindles with the ball. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Now to Lindberg. Goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Kyle Lindberg got to the front of the rim and scores with it. Drops her down through the hole. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. 58-51. Here's Lohman. Free throw line jumper in and out. No good. Rebound comes down here to Lindberg. Kyle Lindberg runs her back the other way for Dort down the near sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, drives it to the hole, and a foul's going to be called. A foul's going to be called here. It's going to go on Lena. That's going to be his first. Zach Lena picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line is going to be Lindberg. He's got 9 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kyle Lindberg, 64% foul shooter here. Looks up there. His shot is around the rim and down. He'll get another one. Lindberg now in double figures with 10. And it's now a 59-51 ball game. Dort has rattled off 8 straight points. This game was tied at 51. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And a rebounding foul. A rebounding foul here, I think, on Waldersdorf. That's going to be the case. Tyler Waldersdorf picking up the foul. So the second foul on Tyler Waldersdorf. And now coming to the other end, it's going to be some free throws coming up here from Brandon Krause. Krause has got 10 points in the ballgame, so it's 59-51. Dort has scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame. Krause will have a 1-1 here. That's the 18th foul on the Dort defenders. Krause waiting patiently. Here's the shot from the free throw line around the rim and falls off. No good. Boy, the Broncos cannot buy a basket here in the past couple of minutes. They've been so close, too. Lindbergh has got the ball. Lindbergh down to the near sideline. Terpstra has got it. Terpstra puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now to Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh gets away to Rindles. Now to Terpstra on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Waldersdorf. And we got another whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Zach Lina, I think. That's going to be the case. Lina picks up his second personal foul. So now going to the free throw line is going to be Waldersdorf again. Tyler Waldersdorf, he's got 5 points in the ballgame, but he's just 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation. The 19th foul on Hastings. Waldersdorf to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. He will get one more. Here comes Hamburger back in the ballgame. It's now 60-51. A 9-0 run here by the Dort defenders after Hastings came back to tie it up at 51 points apiece. We're down to 7:15 to play. Next shot is up there. Good. 61-51 now. 7:13 to play. Hastings got to get something going offensively. Lohman gets the ball to Tobin Reinwald, out to Jake. Now we got a foul called again. This will go on Rindles inside. Nathan Rindles picking up the personal foul here for Dort. Away from all the action, Rindles picks up his fourth foul. That's going to send Lohman to the free throw line. So Lohman goes to the line now. He's got 16 points in the ballgame. He has 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Here comes the shot up there. It's going to be good. Lohman now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Sumner, 61-52 as Brady Lohman will have one more shot here. It's up good. Billy Gabers taking that time there to have a little brief conversation with the official here on the near sideline, making sure his day is going well. 61-53. So Hastings breaks the 10-0 run by the Dort defenders from the free throw line. Brady Lohman knocking down a pair. Rockers are now down by 8 points. Here's a Sumner with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf forces up a shot. It's going to be up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's going to be recovered here by Wells. Wells has the ball as they get to Lohman. Long pass ahead. Now to Tobin. He takes the ball to the hole. A shot is up there. It's good. Tobin Reinwald scores. 61-55. Hastings back within 6 points. Still plenty of time. 6.5 to play here. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be a foul called. Hamburger goes for the steal. And he gets hit with a personal foul. I think he's done. I think that's the fifth personal foul. That's going to be the case. Jake Hamburger fouls out of the ballgame. 6:26. Left in the clock. Hamburger is done. He leaves with no points today. There comes Brandon Krause back into the ballgame. 61-55 now. He sings down by 6 points. Austin Kotze goes to the free throw line. Kotze's got 23 in the ballgame. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. That's the 10th team foul on Hastings, so the rest of the fouls will be 2-shot variety. Shot is up there. It's good. Austin Kotze remains perfect in the free throw line. Now 62-55. Dort doing a good job today from the charity stripe. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. Rattles that one home, and it's an 8-point ball game again. It's 63-55. Hastings College has got the ball. Here comes Lohman now on the dribble, back in the offensive zone, behind the screen. Lohman moves it to the right side of the floor, now dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass comes over here to Wells, now to Lohman. Lohman drives the ball again to the free throw line, jumps out, and long-range jumper good. Just inside the ring, Brady Lohman scores. He's got 20 in the ball game, 63-57 now. 6 minutes to play. Broncos need some stops on defense. Here's Lindberg. He drives the ball against Wells. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Lena. Zach Lena comes out of nowhere and swats that ball to the far sideline. Great job by Zach. 24 seconds left in the shot clock. Dort will play things in. Dan Herter has got the ball. Dan Herter comes out here to a Sumner. Down the near sideline to Terpstra. Terpstra dribbling the ball. Comes back out to Brian Sumner. On the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Reinwald. Sumner with it. Bounce pass goes to Lindberg. Right at the elbow. Lindberg squares around. Drives the ball toward the goal. Here's a bounce pass. Mishandled by Dan Herter. He picks it up. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Dan Herter drives it from the left corner and scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 65-57. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause now to Tobin Reinwald. Across the top to Krause. Holds the ball. Now to Woolman. Woolman picked up by Kachi. Woolman spins against Kachi. Runs into a double team. Gets it back out here to Brandon Krause. Krause takes it to the hole. Puts a man in the air. Kicks it out to Tobin, who sends it back into Krause. Back out to Woolman, top of the key. Randy Woolman fires up a three. His shot good. Yeah. 65-60. Hastings now down by 5 points. 5 minutes to play. Here's Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra sends it inside to Kachi, and he's going to be called for the steps, I think. We got a foul called. No, a foul is going to be called. Brandon Krause. Krause picks up his third. Hamburger is already on the bench with five personal fouls. Going to the free throw line is going to be Austin Kachi for Dort. He's got 25 points in the ballgame. Kachi averages 13.7 on the season, so he's having a great day today. Kachi is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. First one is up there. Good. Austin Kachi has been money in the bank here for the Dort defenders. 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Some big shots down the stretch here. 66-60. Dort's got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. And now we got a timeout from Dort. The defenders want to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 67, Hastings 60.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2013-2014 season. Well, have a basketball game here today for the conference lead in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort 67, Hastings 60. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Austin Kachi is leading the way for Dort so far. 27 points in the ball game. Brady Woolman, he's got 23 for Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Wells and Krause on the floor, along with Tobin Reinwald, Zach Lena, and Brady Woolman for Hastings College. There comes Brandon Krause with the basketball. Brings it into the offensive zone, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops there. Gets the ball now to Wells, to Krause, to Tobin for three. Shot is up there. Count it! Tobin Reinwald knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 10 points. Hastings within 4 points again. 67-63. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Kachi, but it was knocked out of his hands. Hastings was the last to touch it. They point Dort's way. So the defenders will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 67-63. Hastings down by 4 points. Kachi will inbound the ball. Kachi looking. Finally, they come way out on top to Brian Sumner. Sumner between the rings. Now dribbling with the ball here for Dort. Brian Sumner. Left-handed dribble here against the Tobin Reinwald. Now to Lindberg. High right side. Hands it away to Kachi for three. Shot is up there. Good. The man has been unbelievable today for Dort. 30 points in the ball game for Kachi. 70-63. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball now for Hastings. Lohman behind the screen sends it right side of the lane. That's Brent Wells. He backs up. Brent Wells spins, puts up a shot from five. Good. Wells now with 10 points in the ball game. Dort leading Hastings 70-65. 3:45 to play. Here comes Lindbergh back now for Dort. On the wing, that's Terpstra with the ball. Brings it to the top of the key on the dribble. Terpstra gets it into the hands of Brian Sumner. Sumner dribbling with the ball now to Lindbergh. Just to the left of the lane. Now Lindbergh dribbles once, comes out here to Sumner. Sumner dribbling with the ball. Now to Kachi. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. 3:19 left in the game. Kachi, NBA 3, his shot is up there. That one's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Dan Herter. His shot is up there. That one's no good. Ball is going to be finally recovered by Hastings. Three shots at the hole there. Dort could not convert. Woolman with the ball. Woolman drives the ball to the goal. His shot up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Wells. His follow shot, no good. Ball is tapped out. Hastings grabs the ball again. Krause goes to Reinwald. Now to Krause. Back out to Wells. Free throw line jumper. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Dan Herter. Wow. Four shots to the hole there, and Hastings could not convert. Broncos are down 70-65, 2:45 to play in the basketball game. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. Hastings, four shots at the hole in that last possession. They could not convert. And now we got a timeout called for the Dort defenders. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 70, Hastings 65.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 70-65, Dort with a 5-point lead over the Broncos today. 2:36 to play in the ball game. Dort has got the ball and they get it to Kachi underneath. The shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called by Brandon Krause. They worked that play beautifully there as they go back door. Brandon Krause was trailing Kachi to the hole there and reaches over his shoulder and commits the personal foul. Fourth foul on the Brandon Krause. So going back to the free throw line, Austin Kachi. A thorn in our side today. 30 points in the ball game for Austin Kachi. Looks up there, free throw, good. Now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 31 points against Hastings. He had 13 the last time these two teams played up in Sioux Center. Back into the ball game, J.D. Bohr as he comes in now for Nathan Rindles. Kachi back to the free throw line. His shot is up there and the shot is good. 72-65. So time, 2.5 minutes to go. Brandon Krause trots her back in the offensive zone here for Hastings. Brandon Krause at the top of the key comes over to Wells. Now to Lohman. Lohman down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner. Brandon Krause for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. A three-pointer from the deep left corner. Timeout, Hastings. Brandon Krause throws her down from the corner. And we got a timeout called here with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. 2:19 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Dort 72, Hastings 68.
Come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Wednesday night will be in Crete. Hastings and the Doan College Tigers. Airtime will be at 5:45. The women's game will go at 6. The guys will go at 8 o'clock. And you know the Tigers will be ready for us on Wednesday. We'll have coverage here on 1230 KHS beginning at 5:45 on Wednesday. Next Saturday will be in Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings taking on Mount Marty. 2 and 4 o'clock next Saturday on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. So Brandon Krause has given Hastings College some hope here, bearing a three-pointer from the deep left corner, making the score 72-68. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in regulation. Here comes the defenders back in their offensive zone. Reynolds has got the ball. Stops here on the wing. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the Kachi, the ball deflected out of bounds there by Krause. So Dort will play things in. 2:03 left in the game. 24 seconds in the shot clock. Nathan Reynolds went bound the ball. Tyler Walderstorff. Now to Reynolds. Moving it to the left side. Reynolds on the dribble. Sends it down to Walderstorff. Walderstorff picked up by Lena. Drives it to the free throw line. Jump pass goes to the far side to Reynolds. Spins. Takes the ball. The hole's going to be blocked down. The shot is blocked down and Hastings has the ball. Brady Lohman comes back the other way. The Broncos are down by 4, 72-68. Lohman with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Two-handed pass comes out here. Lena has got it. Zach Lena dribbling on the ball. Moves it to the left side. Brandon Krause off of a screen. Krause at the free throw line. Bounce pass comes over here to Lena. Left side of the lane. He powers his way toward the goal. Puts a man in the air. Shot's going to be blocked down. Lena's got the ball back. Lena gets it back out here to Krause. He fakes the three. Dribbles the ball inside. Puts it up there. Shot knocked down. And we got a foul call as Brandon Krause goes down. A foul here is going to be called on the Dort defenders, and Hastings will go to the free throw line. Foul's going to go on Lindbergh. That's going to be his third. So Brandon Krause to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 13 points in the ball game, 8 in the second half. Krause 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brandon Krause looks up to the shot, is good. 72-69. Hastings within 3. 1:19 left. Zach Lena, next shot is up there. Brother Brandon Krause, next shot is up there, is no good. So it's a 72-69 ball game now with a minute and 15 seconds to play. Dort has got the ball. Walderstorff has got it out here in three-point territory. Walderstorff hands away to Reynolds. Reynolds at the top of the key. He drives it to the left side. Hands the ball away to Terpstra. Moves it on the dribble to the free throw line out of Walderstorff. He powers his way toward the goal. His shot is good, but it won't count. A foul on the way in. It's going to go on Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So that's going to send Walderstorff to the free throw line now for Dort. Walderstorff is 3 out of 7 from the free throw line today. He'll have 2 shots here. Hastings is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So Walderstorff to the free throw line, 72-69. Hastings trailing by 3 points. Shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Off the left side, it wanted to go down, but it rattles out of there. Walderstorff misses another one. And now Tyler Walderstorff is at the free throw line, looking into the student body section behind the basket there. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. So he hits 1 out of 2, and the lead for Dort is now 4 points, 73-69. Now under a minute to play as Hastings comes into the offensive zone. Woolman has got it on the wing on the left side. Brady Woolman with the ball. He powers his way to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down. Kachi has got the ball. The shot blocked down there by Walderstorff. Kachi gets the rebound. Here's a long pass down to Florida Terpstra. He drives, shoots, and misses a shot, but he's fouling the play. A foul here is going to be called on the Brandon Krause. And that's going to be number 5 on Brandon Krause. So Krause is now done with 38 seconds to play. Krause is going to leave with 14 points today. Ties his season high at 14 against Concordia. Now Terpstra is going to go to the free throw line for Dort. End of the ball game here for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. So to the free throw line for Dort will be Alex Terpstra. He is 2 out of 2 from the line today. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 73-69. Dort has got the lead. Shot is up there good. Dort hitting some free throws at the end here. 74. All right, 74-69 as they put her up on the board here. 74-69, Dort leading by 5. Next shot is up there good. 75-69, so still a 2-possession ball game, 38 seconds to play. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball for Hastings. Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory to Wells for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Lena had it. He lost it, and it's picked up here by Dort, and a foul's going to be called. Rendles got the rebound as he came out of there with the ball, and he was fouling the play. Carson Bloom picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Nathan Rendles to the free throw line. Rendles has got 10 points in the ball game. He is 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. And now back at the other end, we've got a Dort defender. That's Lindbergh. Is a little bit shaken up. Lindbergh is going to stay in the ball game. Shaking up on the play here. He's going to stay in the game. As Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line here for the defenders. Now 25.2 seconds to play. Hastings is trailing by 6 points. And now, let's see, we got Waldersdorf is now coming to the sideline. He might have some blood on his arm. That's going to be the case. He's going to have to check out of the ball game. And now we're going to have a timeout called. So a timeout's going to be called here by the Dort defenders with 25.2 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 75, Hastings 69.
Some winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
So Tyler Waldersdorf, he's receiving some medical attention down here. Looks like he's got a cut under his chin. He's being tended to down here in the sidelines. Lindbergh, he was shaken up at the other end. He's going to stay in the ball game. Lindbergh is getting some final instructions from the coaching staff for Dort. 75-69 is the score. We got 25.2 seconds to play. Hastings has battled back here in the ball game. He trailed by 10 points at halftime. Trailed by as many as 12 in the first half. Hastings has come back to tie things up a couple of times here in the second half, the last one being at 51-51. Right now it's 75-69. Hastings trailing in the ball game. We have some free throws coming up here from Nathan Rendles. He's 8 out of 8. And the shot is up there no good. They'll get one more as Hastings is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. In fact, each team is over the 10-foul limit. Nathan Rendles will have one more. His shot is up there, and his shot's going to be good. 76-69 now. Dort has got the lead. The fifth-ranked defenders leading the 13th-ranked Broncos here today. Here's Wells down in the corner. That's going to be Tobin. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. Now 76-71. Now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Wells. Brent picks up his fourth personal foul. Krause and Hamburger already on the bench with five personal fouls for Hastings. That's going to turn into whether or not Dort can hit their free throws down the stretch here. Alex Terpstra now goes to the free throw line. He's 4 out of 4 so far today. Terpstra will have 2 shots. His first one is up there. It's no good. Alex Terpstra misses that one off of the right side. So it's a 76-71 ball game. 16.6 seconds to play in the contest. Alex Terpstra will have one more. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Lena has the ball. Has it jarred loose. Lena picks it back up. Lena on the baseline. He gets it over to Carson Bloom. Bloom flips it away to a Brady Woolman. Woolman for three. Fires up the shot. He hits it. Brady Woolman hits a three-pointer. Timeout. Brady Woolman hits a big, big three-pointer for Hastings. A timeout Broncos with 6.6 seconds to play. We got ourselves a two-point ball game. 6.6 seconds to play. It is Dort 76, Hastings 74. Back with more after this.
The superheroes of service powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Grady Lohman now with 26 points in the ball game for Hastings. Nails a three-pointer with 6.6 seconds to play. And the Broncos within 2 points, 76-74. Now the Broncos need a turnover. You got to be careful about the long pass here. Waldersdorf will inbound the ball underneath the Hastings basket. Waldersdorf has got the ball. Waldersdorf looking to play things in. Waldersdorf looking at a timeout's going to be called, and that was close to the five-second call down here. Really close. A timeout, Dort. Wow. 6.6 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take another break with the score. Dort 76, Hastings 74.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Waldersdorf will play things in. Lindbergh has got it. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt by Carson Bloom. So they got it inbounded immediately to Lindbergh. Carson Bloom reaches out and commits the personal foul. That's going to be the third foul on Carson Bloom. Now it's 76-74 with 5.1 seconds to play. Lindbergh is at the free throw line. For the Dort defenders, he is 4 out of 6 so far today. 64% of the season. Lindbergh looks after his shot. Good. Right through the hole. He'll have another shot. Lindbergh now with 11 points in the ball game. So now it's a 77-74 ball game. 5.1 seconds to play. This is a big shot right here by Kyle Lindbergh. It would give Dort a 2-possession lead. Kyle Lindbergh looks up there. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound. Loose, and it's going to be loose in the corner. And they're going to give the ball to Dort. Carson Bloom had his hands on it in the corner and lost it out of bounds. With 4.4 seconds to play, Dort will have the ball. Leading by 3 points at 77-74. Hastings had their chance right there. Lindbergh will inbound the ball here for the Dort defenders. They get things into Kachi, and he's mauled into play here by Carson Bloom. Now Kachi goes to the free throw line. Bloom picks up the foul. Hastings had their chances. Carson Bloom had it down there in the corner, had his hands on the ball. Hastings trailing by 3 and lost it out of bounds. Kachi to the free throw line, 8 out of 8 so far today. Shot is up there, no good. He'll get one more. Kachi has got 32 points in the ball game today. 3.8 seconds to play. 77-74. Hastings down by 3 points. Kachi looks up there. His shot is going to be good. That's the ball game. Hastings will inbound the ball. They're trailing 78-74. Wells will play things in. Wells to Tobin Reinwald down the far side. Tobin loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Waldersdorf. That's the ball game. The Dort defenders beat Hastings College here today. The first loss of the season at home this year by Hastings College. The Dort defenders beat Hastings today in men's college basketball. Final score, Dort 78, Hastings 74. The Broncos dropped to 17 wins, 6 losses on the season. Now 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort improves to 23-2. They are now 14-1 in conference play. In the final score, Dort wins over Hastings today by 4, 78-74. Back with a recap after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Dort defenders, they take control of the conference now as Dort knocks off Hastings College here today in the battle for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Final score, Dort 78 and Hastings 74. Broncos had the lead early in this basketball game. Dort comes back to grab the advantage. In fact, Dort's first lead came back there at 11-8 early in the first half. Dort got out to a 35-25 lead by halftime. Hastings chipped away in the second half and finally came back to tie the score up at 49 points apiece with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play. We had our chances. Brady Woolman nailed a three-pointer with 6.6 seconds to play. Hastings was within 2 points at 76-74 at that time. But Dort hitting some free throws down the stretch. Hastings was down by three on a missed free throw opportunity. Had the ball and lost it out of bounds. And Dort was able to run the clock out here as Hastings turned the ball over in their final possession of the ball game. And Dort wins it today, 78-74. Austin Kachi, 33 points in the ball game today for the Dort defenders. 11 for Nathan Rindles, so just two guys in double figures today for Dort. 8 points for Tyler Waldersdorf, 8 for David Dan Herter, 7 for Alex Terpstra. And that is it. Only 6 guys scored today for Dort, but it was enough to overpower Hastings 78-74. Brady Lohman comes up with 26 points today for Hastings College. Lohman had 26. Brandon Krause had 14 points. He fouled out with 38 seconds to play. Tobin Reinwald had 12. Other scorers for Hastings, Zach Lena had 4 points. Carson Bloom, he had 5. 3 points for Abu Fall. Jake Hamburger, he didn't score today, but he fouled out with 6:26 remaining in the ballgame. So Hastings drops this one. They're now 17-6 on the season, 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll get ready for Doan coming up on Wednesday. Dort is now 23-2. They're 14-1 in conference play. Again, Hastings loses one to Dort today. First conference loss and the first loss of the season for Hastings at home. Dort wins it 78-74 over the Broncos today. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
So a split here today. The Hastings College women are winning in the first ball game today, 65-62. The guys dropping a 78-74 decision to the Dort defenders today. The Hastings College women's basketball team, Jamie Van Kirk, a big day today, 25 points. Cammy Breckman was in double figures as she scores 11. And for the Hastings College guys, Brady Lohman again leading the way for the Broncos, 26 points in the game. Brandon Krause, a good effort today, 14 points. He also grabs four rebounds. Tobin Reinwald had 12 points and 7 rebounds today. Brent Wells actually had a double-double today, 10 points and 10 rebounds. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game today for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk, 8 out of 17 from the field today, 5 out of 8 on three-pointers, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, pulls down 5 rebounds, scores 25 points, had 1 assist, and also had 3 steals as she played 34 minutes and 54 seconds in the ball game today. So Jamie Van Kirk will win the Player of the Game honors for the women and for the Hastings College guys. The Player of the Game is going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman, 9 out of 18 from the field today. 2 out of 4 from 3-point territory. 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. Scores 26 points. 5 rebounds. Lohman with 2 assists. And he plays 35 minutes and some change for head coach Bill Gabers. But in a loss today as the Dort defenders knock off Hastings by the score of 78-74. So Brady Lohman and also Jamie Van Kirk are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Going to Bowman, it's up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, 78-74, the final score today as Dort knocks off Hastings College. As Hastings assistant coach Doug Rader is going to join us on the postgame show. And, Coach, just everything we expected here today. That was a great basketball game. Just came up a little short at the end.
It was. Dort is a great, great team. And we knew we had to play near perfect to beat them. We did a lot of good things tonight. I mean, what we're trying to do is keep them out of the paint. We're trying to keep them off the free throw line. And we did that for the most part the first half. But then the second half, they got into the paint. They got a lot of offensive rebounds against us and, went to the free throw on another, 46 times or something again. Last game we played them, they got 48 on us. And so we were trying to cut that down, but that didn't happen the second time. Or the first half, we only had 14 free throws with them. And the second half, they came out and went to the free throw line. Of course, we've had to foul a little bit at the end. Brady Lohman was a little bit slow getting started, and then nobody else was really hitting early. So it was really of a defensive battle early, and we tried to keep it in the game with our defense. But just couldn't get things to fall late there.
What did Dort do in the second half? What adjustments did they make? How did they, attack you guys in the second half?
A little bit more in transition. They tried to push it more. Rindles does a great job pushing the ball. We're trying to get back and get three or four guys back and build a wall so that they couldn't get into paint. But Rindles and Lindbergh are so good in transition. They really pushed it in transition. They also did a good job getting Kachi, getting some screens for him. They ran him off double screens. They ran him off of flares. They ran a little a flare, and then he ran to the rim there late and got fouled, and that was kind of a big bucket for us, for them. He didn't get the bucket, but he got fouled, and that's a possession that we needed to get a stop in, and we didn't.
Kachi had 33 points tonight for Dort defenders. We had guys draped all over him most of the day, and Kachi just came up with some big, big shots today.
He did. We didn't start the game no help on him. We were trying to keep everybody out of the paint. And so, he got a couple open looks, and it really got him going. He got a lot of confidence, and then after that, we really couldn't slow him down. He just, without Franken, Franken didn't play today. Kachi really stepped up and hit a lot of big shots. There was a couple of them that are deep, which, we knew he could hit. We just, didn't have a hand up or just relax for a second. He takes advantage of that.
We're talking with Doug Ritter, the assistant coach for Hastings. The Broncos losing today. First time at home. We've dropped a game 78-74 to the Dort defenders today. You talked about Kachi. There's just so many weapons. It's like plugging a dam when you play this team, isn't it?
They do. I mean, you try to stop one, and another guy steps up. And, that's why they're so good. That's why they're 5th in the country right now, is because they have so many guys. And, even inside, they don't necessarily have the big names in there, but they crash the boards hard and just make a lot of things happen in there.
Hastings ends up out-rebounding Dort today, 39-36. You did a job on the boards, and it was just 46 free throws that Dort throws up today. They had 46 free throws. We had 16.
Yeah. And we just, their length bothers us a little bit. We try to get in the paint, and, they're long enough that they got pieces of the ball a couple times or made us shoot it a little bit long on a couple occasions. So their length did bother us a little bit again. That's part of the reason why we couldn't get the free throw line, just because they can just stand behind you and make you shoot over you instead of fouling. We're trying to get in the paint more. We're trying to get to the free throw line, especially Brady. We want to get him involved in the game, get him to the free throw line, and they did a great job on him and doubling him, so he couldn't get in the paint, get to the free throw line.
Teams with length seems to be the teams that's going to cause us the most grief, maybe heading down the stretch here. I know we talked about that after the UNK game. They had so much length, and now you're bringing it up again today. So teams with a lot of length, that's going to cause us problems down the stretch.
It is just it's teams that are really quick outside. We got some mismatches, and also the teams with length. And so it's just teams we're going to have to adapt, and we're going to have to go get two guys onto one at times, and we're going to have to just get five guys to the boards. For the most part, we did a pretty good job on the boards. We won the battle on the boards, but there was a few key possessions where we didn't get the boards. And even at late in the game at the free throw line, that's been kind of Achilles' heel for us this year, free throw rebounding. They missed the free throw, down three. All we have to do is get the rebound and come down. And, I don't know if we're going to hit the three or not, but at least we get a chance to tie it at the end. And I like our chances, but, we couldn't quite get that rebound. So that's another thing that we just got to stay focused on and, just rebound a little bit harder.
And Hastings drops this one 78-74 to the Dort defenders. So you talked about seeing a lot of good things that happened out there for us today. What'd you see?
Oh, a lot of good things is defensively. Lindbergh's a really, really good player, and I thought we did a good job of keeping him out of the paint. Of course, he's going to get his buckets. We tried to keep Rindles out of the paint. In the first half, I thought for the most part, we did a really, really good job. We only scored 25 points, and I thought that was the big thing is, we held them to 35. They're averaging 90. So I thought we did a good job, as far as defensively. Offensively, we just couldn't get anything going for the most part. I thought we turned down some good shots that we could have shot. Got some open looks, and we didn't shoot them. Krause did a really good job tonight. He got in the paint, hit some big shots, hit a couple threes. You know, he's not necessarily the best three-point shooter on the team, but he hit a couple threes. Gave us a good lift, and he's done a great job since we moved him into the starting lineup. So he's provided us with a big spark for us. So.
When this team struggles offensively, like down the stretch, passing up some good shots, are we looking to Brady a little bit too much in those instances?
At times, we want to get Brady the ball. We don't want to go possession without him getting a touch, and so sometimes we err on the side of turning down a shot when we have a good shot. And for the most part, this team is really unselfish, and they want to get good shots or great shots every possession. And sometimes we turn down a great shot when we think we're going to get a better one, and really the shot that we should have taken was the one earlier in the possession.
So now we got two road games next week, two tough places to play at Doan and also at Mount Marty next week.
Yeah, Doan, that's just a rival game. That'll be a tough one. That's one thing we emphasize to them in the locker room is we got to bounce back. We got to bounce back quick because Doan's going to be ready. They're fighting for a playoff spot. If they don't win a few games there, their season's going to be over here real quick. And Mount Marty is just they're not necessarily record-wise that good, but it's just it's a tough place to play. Just the environment there is normally not very lively, and so you have to provide your own energy there. So it is a tough place to play, and it's two wins that we should win, but you got to show up and play well. Any teams in the GPAC, you got to show up and play well. And Mount Marty beat Nebraska Wesleyan early in the year, right before we played Nebraska Wesleyan, and it's just one of those things. If you're not shooting the ball well one night, any team can beat anybody.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Doug Grader, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping one here today to the Dort Defenders by a score of 78-74. We'll get a final word right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
So checking the scoreboard before we get out of here and the women's scores here tonight. It was Hastings beating Dort in our first game here, 65-62. Concordia holds off Mount Marty up in Yankton by the score of 60-53. It was Northwestern over Midland, 95-79. Doan today snuck by Dakota Wesleyan, 69-68. In women's play, in Morningside rolling past Nebraska Wesleyan 102-59. In men's play, again, it was Dort knocking off Hastings College here today. Final score of 78-74. It was Mount Marty beating Concordia 56-55. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan 86-76. Nebraska Wesleyan beat Morningside, same score, 86-76. And Northwestern is still on the court playing at Midland up in Fremont today. So next games will be on Wednesday night up in Crete at Doan. It'll be Hastings and the Doan College Tigers, a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. We'll have the pregame show at 5:45 on Wednesday afternoon. And the Hastings College women winning the first ball game by a score of 65-62. The guys dropping the 78-74 decision in a nightcap here tonight to the Dort Defenders. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.